弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次在主面前等候寻求他的机会。
Thank you, Lord, that once again we have the opportunity to seek and wait before the Lord.
在我们分享以前，先有个祷告。
Last words of prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
谢谢你借着你的爱子设立这饼杯的聚会。
Thank you for setting up this.This meeting of the Lord's table through your beloved Son.
叫我们再一次尝到主的美善。
So that once again we can taste how good and beautiful you are.
叫我们因着你的美善，能够坦然无惧的来到你面前。
So that through your goodness we can boldly without fear come before you.
也再一次帮我们在我们里面来开启我们这位神的羔羊是一位怎样的羔羊。
And so once again, you opened us up to see that what kind of Lamb of God is this Lamb?
那不但是被杀的羔羊，现在也是坐宝座的羔羊。
Not only the Lamb being slain, but now is the Lamb on the throne.
而且是永远的羔羊。
And also the Lamb of eternity.
我们只有仰望你，向我们启示显现你自己。
We look upon you to reveal and also appear to you to ourselves.
我们承认我们没有那个聪明智慧。能够很快的很容易的认识你。
We confess we don't have such understanding and wisdom to quickly know you.
我们仰望你智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
Do grant us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们求你向我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
你既然召聚我们能够在这个时间在一起等候在你的面前。
Since you've gathered us at this time to wait before you.
凡来到你面前的天父，我们求你把话赏给我们。
All of us who come before you, pray that you speak the words to us.
无论是听的，是说的，是翻译的，都仰望在你的手中。
Whether the one who listens, the one who speaks, and the one who hears, we look upon you.
因为你是那位说话的神，你是那位说话的主。
For you are the God who speaks, and you are the Lord who speaks.
愿你说的话叫我们里面的人活过来。
Quicken our inner man through your words.
因为你说的话叫我们的人刚强起来。
Through your words, strengthen our inner man.
为了你的名，为了你的旨意，能站立得住。
For your name and for your
为旨意。
And for your will, and we praise you.
我们也为求你，真是使我们照着你的话，能够兴起足够的圣徒，能够站立在羔羊的宝座前。
And also through your words.Do pray that you raised up enough saints that we're able to stand before the throne of the Lamb.
谢谢你还给我们机会。
Thank you for still giving us the opportunity.
求主不但向我们说话，向我们显现。
Do pray that not only you speak to us and reveal yourself to us.
在我们的生命中做工，成就你自己的旨意。
And work amongst our lives so your will can be fully accomplished.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.好，我们读一些圣经哈。
Let's read the place of scripture.
我们先读第一处圣经是《路加福音》21:34-36。
Luke 21:34-36.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你们的心。那日子就如同网络，忽然临到你们。
And take heed to yourselves.Lest any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that they come upon you unawares.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Watch you therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
我们再看犹大书24-25节。
Let's look at Book of Jude, verse 24-25.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜 站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主，独一的神。
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前，并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
刚才我们读的路加福音这段话
，The places we just read in Book of Luke，
告诉我们，我们前面的日子是有特殊的状况。
It tells us what the days ahead of us have some special conditions happening.
但是影响我们在这特殊状况的，在我们身上的影响的因素是我们的心，还有我们的心思。
But what would really influence in terms of in the midst of those special conditions is our heart and our mind.
如果我们这个心是愿意站立在主的面前
，If our hearts are willing to stand before the Lord，
如果我们的心是愿意脱离在地上所有一切捆绑我们的因素
，If our hearts are willing to be delivered from all the reasons that bound us on the earth，
那我们就应当有一个特殊的功课要学习。
Then we should have special lessons to learn.
这就是时时警醒，常常祈求。
That is watch always and pray always.
这个不只是 always， 是 every time， 就是把握每一个时间。
Not just always, but every time, every moment, we take hold of every opportunity.
所以，你越是愿意站在主面前，你就越有祷告的需求。
So the more you are willing to stand before the Lord, so the more you have the need of prayers.
你越是愿意脱离一切的忧虑所带来的这些陷阱或者瑕疵
The more you would like to be delivered from all the bondage and traps of your worries.
不是你用什么人的办法去做什么
Now you try to use your own way, your own effort to do something.
你越是愿意脱离那些东西你就是越要祷告。
The more you would like to be delivered from those things, the more you need to pray.
我记得我看有一场这个棒球赛。
I remember I was watching a baseball game.
那个是冠军赛。
And that was a championship.
那起先是台湾队领先。
Originally, at first, it was the team from Taiwan was ahead.
对手是日本队，在打的地方在美国。
And the opponent was Japanese and it was taken place in the United States.
当台湾队领先的时候，哇，大家很兴奋。
When Taiwan's team was winning, everyone was excited.
到了快要结束的时候，突然日本队砰砰砰就追上来了。
Toward the end, all of a sudden, Japanese team was winning.
局势非常的紧张。
It was very intense.
这个冠军本来到手的，一下子就没有了。
At first, Taiwan team was almost getting the champion, but they lost.
你知道台湾队的教练怎么讲吗
？Do you know what was the coach from the team of Taiwan said?
他就把投手还有那个就是内野手统统召集在一起。
And he gathered all his players.、Together.
他说：“你们多喊几声就不怕了。”
He said that just yell out loud a few more times, then you won't be in fear.
你喊一喊，告诉自己不要怕，就不怕了。
Tell yourself and yell out loud that you are not in fear, then you won't be in fear.
我事实上证明就输掉了。
But actually, it proved that they lost.
这里面有忧愁，有忧虑，你不会你多讲几个大声的话就会跑掉的。
When you have all the worries and sorrow, it won't happen that they just go away when you.
时时警醒。常常祈求
and watch all, therefore, and pray always.
要祷告到一个地步能力在你身上出现
you have to pray to the point that the strength and power appears upon you
不是你讲完就算了
it's not that it's done when you say it
不是你说你把主你的意思跟主讲完就算了
it's not, you are not done when you just talk to the Lord
如果你跟主讲完了没有能力在你身上你还需要在主面前重新再祷告
after you talk to the Lord, if the power does not show up on you, then you have to once again pray to the Lord.
这个不是说重复的话, 这是需要主教我们怎么祷告。
This is not repeat with the same words, but we need the Lord to teach us how to pray.
所以当主, 当你有个受教的心在主面前, 主就一定会教你祷告。
So when you have the humble heart and teachable heart before the Lord, then the Lord will definitely teach you how to pray.
那当我们有这个受教的心, 又真的愿意接受主的教导, 主就会把能力进到你的身上。
And when you have the teachable heart and willing to be taught by the Lord, then the Lord will put this power upon you.
所以这个能力有两面的情况。
So there are two conditions of this strength and power.
有一个情况是需要逃。
On the one hand, you need to escape.
那能力叫你能逃得掉。
The strength enables you to be able to escape.
你请千万注意哈。 我们要逃的东西不一定都是叫我们害怕的东西。
Please pay attention that those we have to escape that are not necessarily those things that make us in fear.
也许我们要逃的东西正是吸引我们的东西。
Those things we need to escape with might be those who really attract us.
而且不但吸引我们有强大的吸引力。
Not just attract us, but with great attraction.
除非你从神那里得到一个更大的力量，把这个吸引力砍断。
Unless you receive an even greater power from God, so you can cut off this attraction.
所以千万不要以为要逃的事情一定是什么，让你突然有觉得有，就是让你意识到真的有生命危险，不一定的。So
it's not necessarily that what you have to escape from is something that will cost your life.
有可能正是你觉得，哎呀，我怎么这么好的机会？
It might even be that those are such good opportunities.
你不晓得好机会就是那个好就变成致命的机会。
You never know that those great opportunities might causing your death.
那个好机会叫你送死去了。
And those are good opportunities might lead you to death.
但除非你里面有一个强大的能力。
Unless there's this great inner power within you.
叫你该逃的时候能逃得掉。
So you can escape when you need to.
而不止如此,
Not only that,
主要我们站在他面前。
The Lord would like us to stand before Him.
所以我们祷告是尽我们这一份。
So when we pray, that's what we have to do.
但是真正的使我们能站在主面前是神的工作。
But it's God's word who enables us to stand before Him.
所以神既然有这样工作, 你愿意好好的受教, 你愿意好好的仰望他。
So since God has such work, then if you are willing to be taught and you are willing to look upon Him,
神就显明他保守的大门。
And God shows His great power of keeping.
所以在犹大是说, 保守我不失脚。
So Book of Jude says that keeping us from falling.
不失脚就是你前面很多陷阱, 你可能不清楚。
Keeping us from falling means there might be many snares and traps before you which you are unaware of.
但是主保守我们。
But the Lord keeps us.
现在最近这个路况是非常很不好。
Now the road condition is really not good.
从你开车, 你正好是开着最快速的, 60-70的时候, 蹦一个洞在那里。
It might be you're driving your quickest speed, 60 or 70 miles per hour, but then there's a big, huge hole in front of you.
上个礼拜我们从 Boston 开回来, 我们有几辆车在那里开。
Last week we were driving back from Boston. There were a few of us driving.
有一辆车不晓得是碰到什么东西。
And one of the vehicles don't know what it hit.
还好神保守。
But thank the Lord, He kept it.
我们接到电话说他现在已经停在一个休息站那里，完全不能动。
When we received the phone call, that vehicle already had to stop at a resting area, and the car could not move at all.
就一去一看，哇，那个轮胎全毁。
Then when we take a look, we realize one of the wheels was completely gone.
主保守, 车跟车上的人都安全。
Thank the Lord for keeping all those, the car and all those in the car.
因为许多在现在许多那个洞啊，你看到时候都来不及了。
There are so many holes on the road that it's too late even when you see them.
今天我们不只是这一方面，你在人生的路上很多事情，你看到就来不及了。
There are so many things in our lives that when you see those dangers in your life, then it's too late.
你看到的时候，你只好撞上去，你根本就没有逃的地方。
When you see those dangers, you just continue to hide it. There is no place to run.
但是我们如果真的时时警醒，常常祈求。
But if we truly watch and also pray always.
你知道那个姊妹发生这个时候，她说我们开车的时候就是没祷告。
When the sister's car hit the hole, then she said that when we were driving, we did not pray.
她很后悔，她感觉她开车之前要祷告。
She regretted because she felt that before she started driving, she had to pray.
那就想节省那个祷告几分钟呢，结果花了更多的时间。
In order to save those few minutes of prayers, actually cost her more time.
所以主要保守我们不失脚。
So the Lord will keep us from falling.
不但不失脚，还要这个无瑕无疵。
Not only keep us from falling, but present us faultless.
谁能做这件事？
Who's able to do this?
这个要求太高了。
This is such a great standard.
但是，主会成就在那些时时警醒、常常祈求的人身上。
However, Lord will fulfill this upon those who watch and pray always.
我知道我做不到，我也知道这个要求到底多高，我也搞不清楚。
I know I cannot do this, and I also don't even know how high is such a requirement standard.
但我们真的愿意来到他面前。
But if we are truly willing to come before Him,
他要保守我们无瑕无疵。
He will keep us faultless.
更妙的是，这里说什么？这里说欢欢喜喜的站在他荣耀之前。
And it's even more interesting. It says that to be stand in the presence of His glory with exceeding joy.
在我们平常的情况，说来到主面前，我们都觉得有点，有时候都觉得对于某一些弟兄姊妹都觉得很为难。来到主面前，这个是干嘛要来到主面前？我在人当中就很好了。
Under our normal circumstances, it's already difficult for some of us to say that we come before the Lord.
这里不只是站在他荣耀之前，而且是欢欢喜喜的。
Here is not only standing before the presence of His glory, but with exceeding joy.
这个欢喜不是说从里面觉得很欢喜，会跳的。
This is not joy, just only joyful, but it's really with jumping.
你如果看到那些真的是受到很大激励人，他就是很自然就跳起来。
If you see those who are being encouraged greatly, then very naturally they would like to jump up.
所以这里是欢欢喜喜的站在他荣耀之前。
So here is that to stand before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy.
凭我们自己做不到。
We cannot do this by ourselves.
但是主凭他的话告诉我们说，他要使我们能达到。
But by the Lord's words, He told us that He will enable us.
这是非常宝贵的事情。
And that's very precious.
我们先前也提过，宝座前要什么？
And previously we have mentioned what does the throne want?
在启示录第四章告诉我们说。 我们所有的受造之物，不管是我们是一切受造之物，都是按着他旨意被造而有的。
In Book of Revelation chapter 4 tells us that all of the created beings, including us, we are being created by His will.
所以当我们蒙恩得救之后，我们真是开始明白他的旨意，而且行在他的旨意。
So after we are being saved by grace, we start to understand His will and walk upon His will.
你就不但讨神的喜悦，神会因为他的旨意把你带到他面前去。
So not only you would like to seek Lord's pleasure, but according to His will, He brings us before Him.
所以千万不要把神的旨意看得很低很低。
So therefore, don't look down upon God's will.
神的旨意在宝座如何，今天在信他人身上也要成就他宝座的心意。
How God's will is in the, before the throne, so He will accomplish those who believe unto Him to accomplish His will before the throne.
所以主叫我们在生活上也叫我们能够注意他的旨意。So
Lord would like us to pay attention to His will in our life.
所以祷告的时候说，你们怎么祷告呢？
So He show us how shall we pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Heavenly Father,
愿人尊你的名为圣,
hallowed be thy name,
愿你的国降临,
may your kingdom come,
愿你的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上,
may your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
所以这是我们祷告里面应该有的东西。
So that's what we should have in our prayers.
不是说给别人听的,
not to say to others,
不是显明我们有好的记忆力,
not to show we have good memory,
是我们真的愿意明白他的旨意, 行在他旨意里面。
Is that we are truly willing to understand His will and walk in it.
所以我们不但要行他的旨意，我们也求主帮助我们，给我们怜悯，给我们恩典，行完他的旨意。
So not only we shall walk in His will, but may He help us with His mercy and grace so we can completely fulfill His will.
结局是很重要的。
The result, the ending is very important.
像刚才那场比赛, 前面领先, 但是后来结局是输掉了。
Like the baseball game I mentioned, in the beginning it was the Taiwan team was winning, but finally they got lost.
所以结局是输的。
So the ending, the result was lost.
你前面表现好没有用啊。
There was no use, they have good beginning.
前面应该要表现好, 但是结局应该要好。
They're supposed to have good beginning, but they should have a good end as well.
所以对我们来讲, 不但要明白神的旨意, 行在神的旨意, 要行完神的旨意。
So to us, not only we have to understand His will, and also walk in His will, and also accomplish His will.
所以宝座喜悦这件事。
So the throne is pleased with this.
启示录第五章告诉我们,
Revelation chapter 5 tells us,
羔羊的救赎,
the salvation of the Lamb,
就是把我们带到神面前。
Is to bring us before God.
所以每一个信主, 真正信主人, 他应该真正来到羔羊面前, 真正来到神面前。
So for each one of us who truly believe the Lord, he should come before the Lamb, before God.
这是神的心意。
And that's God's will.
这是羔羊救赎的目的。
And that's the purpose of the salvation of the Lamb.
如果我们只在人当中, 却没有来到真正来到神面前, 来到主面前, 这不是羔羊救赎的目的。
If we are only among men and we do not come before God, then that's not the purpose of the salvation of the Lamb.
羔羊的救赎的目的就是不但叫我们罪得赦免, 可以靠着他的宝血, 可以靠着他的救赎, 坦然无惧, 来到父神的面前, 来到宝座前。
So the purpose of the salvation of the Lamb is not only that we are being saved, but by His blood and by His salvation, we can boldly, without fear, come before the throne of Father.
所以这个情况没有达到, 我相信主耶稣心里不会特别喜悦。
If we do not arrive in this condition, I trust that our Lord's heart is not fully pleased.
所以主要我们真正的来到神面前。
So our Lord would like us truly come before God.
不管是用我们受什么样的帮助而蒙恩得救。
Regardless of what kind of help we have received so that we say we got saved.
那只是进来的 通道不同, 但是什么,
we have different ways of entering in, but we must come before God.
不来到神面前,
without coming before God, God is not fully pleased.
不但是如此, 宝座前所赞美的羔羊的救赎, 是蒙恩得救的人,
and not only that, the praises of the salvation of the Lamb before the throne is those who are saved by grace manifesting the kingdom of God.
世界上人不知道神的国度是怎样。
Worldly people do not understand how is the kingdom of God.
世界上人甚至拒绝神的国度。
And the worldly people reject the kingdom of God.
但是蒙恩得救的人, 主把它做成神的国度。
But those who are saved by grace, God work on them to become the kingdom of God.
所以当我们在 国度的生命, 在国度的生活, 在国度的见证里面有份的时候, 这是宝座喜悦。
So when we are part of the kingdom of life, kingdom of position, and that is being pleased by God.
而且他使我们成为祭司。
And he make us become priests.
这个祭司是一面把神的丰富带到地上来。
The priest on one hand bring the riches of God onto earth.
不只是神的救赎, 还有神的丰富。
Not only the salvation of God, but also the riches of God.
也把我们这些人带到神面去, 能够一起来到丰富的神面前。
And also bring all of us come before the God who is so rich.
来到荣耀的神面前。
To go to the glorious God.
我们这个人如果没有神的话, 我们的荣耀事实上就是羞辱。
Us, without God, our glory is only shame.
我们是出于尘土归于尘土。
We're out from earth and also back to earth.
没有人可以夸口。
Nobody can boast.
因为我们出于尘土归于尘土。
For we are off the earth and go back to earth.
但是这出于尘土归于尘土的人, 神把我们带到荣耀里面去。
But who is able to bring us into glory of us out of the earth?
所以神使用我们每个宝贵的弟兄姊妹, 成为彼此帮助的器皿。
So God uses each precious brother and sister to help each other to be vessels.
所以祭司不是特殊的地位的人, 是神 拯救回来的人都要成为祭司。
So priests are not those with special positions, but all those who are being saved by God, all should become priests.
我们受主所差派的人的帮助，我们也成为主所差派的人帮助人。
We receive the help of those who are sent by God, and also we become those who can be sent by God to help others.
而且在地上执掌王权。
And also we reign on earth.
就是把神宝座的权柄带到地上来。
That is to bring down the authority of God's throne.
带到所有受造之物的范围。
To bring into all the boundary of the created being.
所以今天什么弟兄姊妹，什么地方的聚集，可以神宝座的权柄能够在地上如同在天上，这是行神喜悦的。
So wherever a group of brothers or wherever the meeting is, that we see the authority of the throne in heaven can be done on earth, that is being pleased by God.
所以天上要什么？
So what does the heaven want?
站在神面前的神要什么？
For those who stand before God, what does God want?
神要我们真的来到他面前。
God truly would like us to go before Him.
神要我们有国度的见证，国度的实际。
God would like us to have the testimony of the kingdom and its reality.
神要我们成为君尊的祭司。
And God would like to become royal priests.
神要我们人不认识神，人不认识神的王权，但神使用我们每一位宝贵的弟兄姊妹，让神的王权在每一个弟兄姊妹所在的地方大大的彰显。
For people do not know the sovereignty of God, but God uses each precious brother and sisters to let the reigning of God's kingdom to be manifested each place.
所以这个彰显有可能在你的家里面。
So this manifestation might happen in your home.
有可能在你的工作单位。
It might manifest among your work.
也在教会里面。
And also in church.
在任何你可以到达的地方。
In any place that you can reach.
所以基督生活是丰富的。
So the life of Christians are very abundant.
基督的生活不是像我们一般想象，好像被人家轻看的。
So the Christian life is not what we thought that being despised by others.
所以启示录第四章第五章告诉我们宝座要什么。
So Revelation chapter 4 and 5 tells us what does the throne would like.
所以我们知道宝座要什么，我们也知道站在神面前的是怎样的站在。
So if we know what the throne wants, then we know what kind of praises that we should stand before God.
然后启示录第七章就有人来到站在宝座前。
So Revelation chapter 7, there's a group of people stand before the throne.
这一批人站在宝座前呢，是经过大患难。
And those group of people stand before the throne, they gone through great tribulation.
这个大患难应该不是因为他们犯罪的缘故。
They go through great tribulation not because they sin.
有的时候我们人生遇到特别的艰难，是因为我们犯罪。
There might be times that we experience special difficulties is because we sin.
但是神得着了一批人，他罪的权势、罪的能力在他身上已经失去了那个能力。
But God has received a group of people that there's the boundary of sin has lost its power upon them.
他活在神的同在中，他也行在神的义中。
They live in the presence of God and also they walk in the righteousness of God.
可是他们遇到患难。
But they experience tribulation.
这个遇到的患难不是因为他们犯罪，乃是因为为着神的缘故。
They experience tribulation not because they sin, but for the sake of God.
但是这个患难呢，却没有把他们活在神同在中打掉。
But this tribulation did not knock off their living in the presence of God.
这个患难呢，反而使他们呢，能够从患难的种种的挑战、种种的捆绑中呢出去，达到神面前。
But this tribulation enables them to be delivered out of tribulation and go through all these and reach God.
就这天然，我想我们每一个人都是逃避患难的。
Naturally speaking, each one of us would try to escape from tribulation.
没有人喜欢患难。
Nobody likes difficulty.
如果有人特别喜欢患难，我很敬佩他。
I actually admire those if anyone wants to go through tribulation.
我自己也不喜欢患难。
I also don't like the tribulation.
但是呢，患难呢，一面，见罪的那面我们就不谈，但是在神为着神的缘故，是极有价值的。
Let's not talk about the part about sin. However, for the part of tribulation, it's very precious for God.
我们这个人蒙恩得救， 在我们身上神还有很多生命的工作。
When we are saved by grace, upon us there are still a lot of work of life to do.
要叫我们脱离罪，罪的能力。
Out of the power of sin.
要叫我们脱离这个世界。
To deliver us out of the world.
要脱离自己。
To deliver us out of ourselves.
还要脱离撒旦的权势。
And deliver from the power of Satan.
患难正好是经历这些事情。
Tribulation is to experience those.
所以许多患难临到的时候，我们本来是什么都爱自己的，现在可以不爱自己。
When tribulation comes upon us, oh, at beginning we love ourselves, but then we no longer love ourselves.
当然没有像我讲那么简单了。
Of course, it's not as easy as I said.
但是因为你经过一个过程之后，你的属灵眼睛开了，你才发现说，哦，原来这个后面还有黑暗的东西。
But after you go through the experience, then your spiritual eyes are open, then you realize there's a power of darkness behind everything.
比如说圣洁这一面。
For example, holiness.
我们都知道要圣洁。
We know we have to be holy.
但你会发现呢，我们自然就是不想圣洁。
But you realize that very naturally we don't want to be holy.
但主允许一些因为主的缘故，让我们碰到那些艰难。
So God allows that for His sake. He allows us to go through the difficulties.
你就发现人非圣洁就不能见神。
Then you realize without being holy, we cannot see God.
你如果不想圣洁，你跟神的关系就没有办法进到那个真正那个透彻交通的那个世界。
If you don't want to be holy, then you really cannot have a thorough fellowship with God.
直到基督的圣洁，神的圣洁成为你的圣洁，哎呀，你跟神的关系那实在是透亮的。
Then only until the holiness of the Christ become your holiness, then you realize your fellowship with God is really transparent.
所以我这个不圣洁的人，却因着那个问题、那个困难的挤压呢，哎，我反而变圣洁了。
So myself who's not holy because of such difficulty, then I become holy.
所以有些事情的临到，我们起先不明白。但是呢，神的心意是善良的心意。
Therefore, when many difficulties happen upon us, at first we don't understand, but God's will is the will of peace.
所以这批人他在患难中对于神的救恩的认识和经历就丰富起来。
So this group of people through tribulation, their experience and understanding of God become rich.
所以这个丰富达到一个地步呢，你知道神怎么赞美这？为了这一批人的赞美，这个天使怎么赞美
？So those riches become to the point that you see how the angels praise this group of people.
天使为了这一批人所发出的赞美，跟对羔羊成就救赎的赞美几乎一模一样。
The praises of the angels to this group of people is almost the same as their praises to the salvation of the Lamb.
启示录第五章用七个词，天使来赞美羔羊的救赎。
In Revelation 5, angels use seven different words to praise the salvation of the Lamb.
启示录第七章也用七个词来赞美这些被带到神宝座前的这批人。
And Revelation 7 also uses seven words to praise those who are being brought before the throne of God.
这七个词里面，你一放在一起，中间只有一个词的差别。
And when you put those seven words together, there's only one that's different.
就是赞美羔羊的时候，赞美他的救赎是充满了丰富，那个是极大极大的丰富。
So when praising the salvation of the Lamb, that is with all the riches.
那赞美这些因着蒙主的救赎经历丰富的人带到神的宝座前的时候，这个丰富换成感谢。
And when they praise all those group of people who come before the throne because of their riches of experience of God, one of the praise become thanks.
所以我们在一起有很多的机会可以更丰富的经历那个拯救。
So when we together, there are more opportunities we can even abundantly experience the salvation.
所以患难不是拦阻我们来到神面前。
So tribulation do not hinder us to come before God.
患难有可能是使我们来到主面前是更合乎心意的来到主面前。
So tribulation might be a way to help us to be even more according to God's will to come before.
所以我们得救的早期，有些弟兄就帮助我们。
So in my earlier days when I got saved, there were brothers who helped us.
一个与神有一个正常关系、有个健康关系的一个基督徒。
For a Christian who have normal relationship with God.
遇到难处的时候不是下沉。
When they face difficulties, they do not become downcasted.
遇到难处的时候，是神把食物送来给你吃，叫你生命长大。
When they face difficulties, is when God sends you food to help you your life to grow.
叫你认识，叫你经历神的无限丰富。
To let you understand and experience all the rich, the unlimited riches of God.
所以这是很宝贵的事情。
So that's so precious.
十二章又有一批人。
And in chapter 12, there's another group of people.
这一批人呢？可以说在神的心意成就上产生关键性的影响。
They have a great influence. They have a crucial influence of accomplishing God's will.
所以他们也到宝座前。
So they also go before the throne.
但是他们去到宝座前，天使的赞美说：“国度、能力、救恩，还有基督的权柄，都成就了。”
And when they come before the throne, the angels cry out that the here comes the salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God.
所以这些人把神的国度的那个实际显明出来。
So those group of people manifest the reality of the kingdom of God.
达到一个地步，这个宇宙性的转换的那个产生转换效果。
It's fulfilled to the point that there's a turning point. There's a universal turning point.
那个拯救救恩的拯救也是达到那个关键性的转变的效果。
And the salvation also comes to a crucial turning point.
还有神的能力，神的能力远超过我们可以形容想象的能力。
And the power of God, which is surpassing our understanding and description.
另外，基督的权柄就是圣灵高抹你。你知道，我们今天连这一个学习受膏的学习，我们都非常的贫乏。
And the authority of Christ that is anointing by the Spirit and these nowadays it's even we are so poor upon learning about the anointing of the Spirit.
甚至有的时候，圣灵高抹我们，我还拒绝他。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit anoints us, but we reject it.
或者圣灵再一次高抹我们，我们还搞不清楚是他来帮助我们。
Or when the Holy Spirit anoints us again, we don't even know it's helping us.
但这批人产生关键性的改变。
But this group of people have a true crucial turning point.
圣灵高抹的权柄在他们身上显出那是神带领的那个关键性的影响。
The anointing authority of the Christ truly manifests the turning point of God.
所以这里有很多功课要学习的。
So there are many lessons to learn.
如果我们不把握生命的，就是我们肉身生命的时间，我们恐怕没有多少机会认识。
If we don't take hold of the opportunity in our days in flesh, then we really don't have much more time left.
但是如果我们愿意的话，也许我们在这批里面还有机会。
But if we are willing, it might be that we still have chance to be part of this group.
那启示录第十一、十二、十三呢，就特别提到这个要进入这个最后的三年半大灾难时间。
Revelation 11, 12, and 13 especially talk about we will enter into the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation years.
所以刚才讲的十二章讲的教会这个部分。
So chapter 12 mentioned about church.
那十一章呢讲到以色列人、犹太人的部分。
Chapter 11 talks about Israelites and Jews.
但是十三章呢就讲到全地所有人有关系。
Chapter 13 talks about the whole earth.
那最后的三年半有什么特性呢？
So what's the special characteristics of the last 3.5 years?
我想为了让大家有一点印象，我们读一下好了，好吧？
So let's
十三章启示录。
Book of Revelation chapter 13.
我又看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头，在十角上带着十个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。
And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast raised up out of the sea, having seen 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon the horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy.
我所看见的兽，形状像豹，脚像熊的脚，口像狮子的口。那龙将自己的能力、座位和大权柄都给了他。
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
我看见兽的七头中有一个似乎是受了死伤，那死伤却医好了，全地的人都稀奇跟从那兽。
And I saw one of his heads. As it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast.
又拜那龙， 因为他将自己的权柄给了兽，也拜兽说，谁能比这兽，谁能与他交战呢？
And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him?
又是给他说夸大话，夸大亵渎话的口，又有权柄赐给他，可以任意而行42个月。
And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things when blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
哦，这里四十二月就是3年半啊。
The 42 months is the 3.5 years.
兽就开口向神说亵渎的话，亵渎神的名，并他的帐幕，以及那些住在天上的。
And he opened his mouth in blaspheme against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven.
又任凭他与圣徒征战，并且得胜，也把权柄赐给他，制服各族、各民、各方、各国。
And it was given unto him to make war with saints and to overcome them, and power was given to him over all kindred, tongues, and nations.
凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有被记载，没有记载被杀之羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
凡有耳的，就应当听。
If any man have ear, let him hear.
掳掠人的必被掳掠，用刀杀人的必被刀杀。圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此。
He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
我又看见另有一个兽从地中上来，有两脚如同羊羔，说话好像龙。
And I behold another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon.
他在头一个兽面前施行头一个兽所有的权柄，并且叫地和住在地上的人拜那死伤医好的头一个兽。
And he exercised all power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed.
又行大奇事，甚至在人面前叫火从天降在地上。
And he does great wonders, so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
他因赐给他权柄，在兽面前能行奇事，就迷惑住在地上的人，说要给那受刀伤还活着的兽做个像。
And deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had a wound by the sword and did live.
又有权柄赐给他，叫兽像有生气，并且能说话，又叫所有不拜兽像的人都被杀害。
And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed.
又叫众人无论大小贫富，自主的为奴的，都在手上或是额上受一个印记。
And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their forehead.
除了那受印记有了兽名或有兽名数目的，都不得做买卖。
And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name.
在这里有智慧，凡有聪明的，可以计算兽的数目，因为这是人的数目，它的数目是666。
Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
我想初初读这一段话一定是不晓得干嘛。
I think you probably don't understand it when you first read it.
但这里讲就是两只兽，一只兽从海中上来，一只兽从陆中上来。
So here talks about two beasts. One comes from the sea, and the other one comes from the earth.
那我想我不详细解释这么多啊。
So I'm not going to talk in detail.
但是这里呢，讲到这个兽啊，第一个兽有个特性。
So the first beast has a special characteristic.
有十角七头。
10 horns and 7 heads.
啊，而且脚上戴着冠冕啊，而且七头上是亵渎的名号。
And his horns have crowns and his heads have the name of blasphemy.
而且这个兽呢， 形状像豹，脚像熊的脚，口像狮子的口。
And the beast, which was like a leopard, and his feet was like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of lion.
如果你单看这里，你就不知道在干嘛。
When you look at this, you don't really understand it.
但是你如果回去看到那个但以理书
，When you look at Book of Daniel,
但以理书讲人类的历史或者人类的这个国度呢，有两个讲法。
There are two sayings in the Book of Daniel talking about the mankind history or kingdom.
人的历史，人的国呢，就像一个大人，一个这个大人呢是金头、银胸、铜腹、铁腿、半铁半泥的脚。
So the man's kingdom is like a big image. That's with the golden head, the silver breast, and then bronzen abdominal, and also the iron feet.
还有半铁半泥的。
Also half clay, half mud.
所以这是一个方式形容，所以你看到是一个大人。
So that's one description. You see this great image.
然后一个非人手所凿的石头呢，砸在这个脚上呢，这个、就通通都化为灰烬。
And a great stone that's not been built by man and that's hit upon this image and then it's all become the ashes.
所以看人类历史一看呢，是看到人，这是一面。
So on the one hand, when you see mankind history, you see this image, this man.
但有另外一面呢，就是看人类历史的有另外一面，就人那个历史就是兽的历史。
But then you see the other description is the history of the beast.
刚讲的这个历史呢，是第一个讲的是以四大帝国来作为一个代表。
And this history is represented by four empires.
巴比伦帝国头金头。
The golden head is the Babylon Empire.
波斯帝国银胸。
The Persian Empire, the silver breast.
希腊帝国铜腹。
The Greek Empire is the bronzen abdominal.
那个罗马帝国就是铁腿和这个半铁半泥的脚。
And the Roman Empire is the iron feet and also half mud, half clay.
当然，它到那个脚的部分，后面就是罗马帝国之后的。
So after the feet, then later on is after the Roman Empire.
这是圣经自己讲的。
So that's what the Bible talks itself.
然后同时讲，巴比伦帝国呢，就是狮子。
So at the same time, talks about the Babylon Empire is lion.
讲到波斯帝国呢，熊。
Persian Empire is the bear.
那讲到希腊帝国呢，像豹。
Greek Empire is like leopard.
这是另外一个形容。然后那个罗马帝国呢，就是一个很奇怪，就没有不是一个单独的一个兽。
And Roman Empire is just a strange beast.
所以你看到在最后三年半，这过去的这四大帝国的东西呢，突然同时出现。
So you see the last 3.5 years, the past those four empires just seem to appear all at the same time.
而且他们是抵挡神。
And they are against God.
有亵渎的名号。
And with the name of blasphemy.
而且它有一些特性，它像豹。
So there are special characteristics.
豹有什么特性
？Like leopard, what's the special characteristics of leopard?
豹就是很快。
Very fast.
现在我们正在处在一个很快的时代。
Nowadays we're in such a very quick time.
哎呀，你知道我刚用286电脑的时候，还可以等好几年才更新一次。
In the past, when I used the PC of the 260 model, I waited for many years to be renewed.
结果你们现在 i 时代，对不对？那个 iPhone i 什么 i 时代，对不对？都是很快的，几个月就有新的东西要出来了。
And nowadays the technology is so fast. With iPhones come out the new model every few months.
什么都是快。
Everything is fast.
吃东西也要快。
You have to even eating has to be fast.
做菜也是用快的方法，什么都是快。
Cooking has to be fast.
但是这是个末后时代一个特性，快，像豹一样。
Being fast is a special characteristic.
而且这个快就要需要运用人的智慧，把人的智慧发挥到极限。
And being fast have to use the human wisdom to have its use to the outermost point.
所以希腊帝国就是把人的智慧发挥到极限。
So Greek Empire have really optimized man's wisdom.
它强调人的智慧。
It focused on.Put emphasis on man, human wisdom.
所以把人的办法发挥到极限，就快快快。
So they really optimize man's ways, and everything has to be fast.
但是其实最快的是神自己。
So actually the quickest one is God himself.
不过我们的感觉上神是很慢。
But oftentimes we feel that God is slow.
但真正快的就是神自己。
But actually God himself is the quickest.
只要这个预备好呢, 你就发现神的快是迅雷不及掩耳。
If you are prepared, then you realize God's speed is almost like lightning.
然后另外一个这个熊呢, 熊就讲到肉体, 他那边在那个丹羽是横跨而坐, 很威风的。
Bear is talk about flesh, that in the book of Daniel, he sits upon on his one side.
然后还吃肉,
and also eat the meat.
啊, 那你读, 你特别读这个, 啊, 以斯帖记就特别讲那个肉体发挥到极限, 就是哈曼。
And when you read the book of Esther, you see how human flesh is being its utmost. That's like Haman.
他发挥到极限的目的是什么呢? 要铲除神的百姓。
What's Haman's purpose of his power to the utmost? That is to remove the people of God.
所以在以斯帖记, 如果神不出来做工的话, 可能主耶稣的降临就没有了。
So in the book of Esther, if God did not intervene to work, then it might be that Lord Jesus' birth would not happen.
熊就是把肉体发挥到极限。
Bear is to have the flesh to work out its utmost.
所以今天我们就怎么样, 在末了的时候, 你会发现, 肉体, 一切的肉体要发挥到极限。
So in the end days, you realize all the flesh would be exercised its utmost.
所以所有的那些肉体的表现, 都是到达 那个人可以把肉体发挥到最高的或者最特别的那个层次去。
So the manifestation of the flesh is when that one exercises the flesh now to this utmost.
你不一定看到都是让你很受伤害的那一面。
It might not be you see what might hurt you.
譬如说你如果看他们那种就是要吸引你的那个肉体的那种。 那种娱乐的那些东西，他用尽各种的方法来吸引你，你知道，最特别，以前都没有这样做过。
You might see the entertainment that tries to attract your flesh. The entertainment uses all kinds of ways to attract you, which never happened before.
所以我们正在往这个时代中，往那个方向走。
So we are walking toward that generation.
然后这个兽呢，狮子，他讲的狮子的口，那特别嘛。 吞吃这一面。
And this beast it talk about is the mouth of a lion that is devouring.
不单是吓你，而且要把你吃掉。
Not only scare you, but try to devour you up.
所以你发现在这样的环境，你需不需要祷告啊？
So in such circumstances, do you need to pray?
今天我们离这都很近的。
Nowadays we are so close to this.
我想你如果稍微注意一下这个局势啊、世界的各样的情况的发展，你发现这些现象已经出现了。
If you pay attention to what's happening around the world, you find those are happening.
你已经看得到那些影子在那里。
You see their shadows.
而且不但是这样，这些他要与圣徒征战，他把基督徒或者把神的儿女或者把这个犹太人当做攻击被他们攻击的对象。
Not only that, but they have a war with the saints, and also they attack God's children or even the Jews.
而且甚至怎么样，他要控制生活。
And they would like to control life.
所以没有兽的印记是不能做买卖的。
So without the mark of beast, they cannot buy nor sell.
几年前的那个晶体还是比较大，对不对？
In the past few years, the SIM card was even bigger.
最近晶体又缩得更小。
And now those SIM cards become smaller.
我不知道有没有记错，不知道是瑞典还是哪里已经有公司把它植在他的员工的身上。 然后呢，他们员工这个报道呢，就不用再签什么了，就这样扫一下就可以了。
I don't remember which country, but it, some country already put those little cards, SIM cards, onto the flesh of their employees. So when the employees have to come to work, they just flash their hands, and then they know they are at work.
所以这个在推广中。
So that's already spreading.
所以很有可能怎么样，没有受的印记呢？ 但你能做生意，你能赚钱的机会，统统被抹杀掉。
So without the mark of peace, it might be that there's no chance for you to earn money anymore.
所以在这种环境，这个是在 幕后三年半的那样的许多情况，我只是很简单的提，那里面还有很多东西。
So that's what happens at the end of those three and a half years. I'm just simply briefly go over them.
所以对我们来讲，能够不要进到那里面去是最好的。
So to us, it would be the best if we don't enter into that time.
可是没有保证的事情。
But we cannot be rest assured.
我们不晓得我们的光景是不是真那么好，可以一定不进去。
We don't know if our conditions are good to the point that we don't enter.
但主的话是面面俱到的。
But God's words are perfect.
你像刚启示录十二章在关键性的成就的时候，那批人他们经历什么
？What do those group of people who experience at the crucial turning point in chapter 12 of Revelation?
但是万一我们在那个关键性成就的那一批人里面，我们是没有份的。
But in case if we do, we are not part of those.Who fulfill the crucial turning point?
我们别无选择，我们必须要进入这三年半。
When without choice, but we have to enter into those three and a half years.
神的话仍然给我们出路。
God's words still give us a way out.
好，我们看十四章，启示录十四章第一节到第五节。
Let's look at chapter 14, verse 1 through 5.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山。同他有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
And I look, and lo, a lamb stand on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads.
我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的，好像弹琴的所弹的声音。
And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their hearts.
他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能学这歌。
And they sang as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song, that the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做粗俗的果子，归于神和羔羊。
These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins.These are they which follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
And in their mouth was found no guilt, that they are without fault before the throne of God.
这里有一个特殊的功课，就是跟随羔羊。
So here's a special lesson that is to follow the Lamb.
就是要么认识羔羊。
We have to know the Lamb.
然后跟随羔羊。
And then follow the Lamb.
那这一批人，他们认识羔羊，跟随羔羊，产生什么特性呢
？So what's the outcome of this group of people who know the Lamb and follow the Lamb？
有羔羊的名，还有父神的名写在他的耳上。
There's the name of the Lamb and the name of the Father written on their foreheads。
如果是放在心里面，别人看不见。
If it's in their hearts, people cannot see that。
如果写在额上呢，是大家都看得见。
If written on their foreheads, then everyone can see.
所以这批人他跟随羔羊到一个地步呢，羔羊的见证，耶稣基督的见证，在他们身上成为实际。
So this group of people follow the Lamb to the point that the testimony of Jesus Christ, the testimony of the Lamb, become a reality in them.
你先不要讲说耶稣基督见证多难，你先。
Let's not talk about how hard is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
你先要问说你是不是跟随羔羊的人。
But first, you have to ask: Are you someone who follows the Lamb?
如果你是跟随羔羊的人，羔羊的名刻在你的、写在你的额上，这是羔羊写的，这不是你自己去弄、努力来的。
If you are truly someone following the Lamb, then the name of the Lamb is graven on your forehead. That's not written by yourself. That's written by the Lamb.
跟的人不用考虑多难。
The ones who follow do not have to consider how hard it is.
跟的人是考虑要不要跟。
Those who follow only to consider, have to consider whether you would like to follow or not.
难不难是带领的人，是带领的人的事情，不是跟的人的事情。
Whether it's hard or not, it's the ones who's leading. It's not those who are following should consider.
所以跟的人就是跟着羔羊走。
So those who follow just follow the lamb.
所以 对我们来讲，这是我们一个重要的学习。
So to us, it's a very important learning.
你在信主之后，你有没有至少一次好好的跟随主过？
After you believe the Lord, have it ever happened once that you completely follow the Lord?
简单讲说，是他说的话，你不但听见了，你照着他的话往前走。
Simply speaking is that not only you heard what he said, but also you follow whatever he says.
如果他说的话，在你周围又有很多的声音在那里同样说话，但跟他说的话不一样，你跟谁？你跟从谁？
So if he has spoken to you, but around you there are so many other voices that's different from what he has spoken to you, who do you follow?
我在信主早期得到一个很特殊，对我很有益处的帮助。
In my earlier days believing the Lord, I have received a very comfortable help.
我相信那个弟兄，他知道怎么跟随。
I trust that brother knows how to follow.
他请我去为着某一个特殊的事情去好好的寻求。
He asked me to truly seek the Lord thoroughly for certain things.
然后过了两个礼拜，他来问我说：“怎么样啊？有结果的吗？”
So after 2 weeks, he came to ask me what's the result.
我说我不行，我还要再两个礼拜。
I told him that I can't. I have to wait for 2 more weeks.
我还没清楚主到底是怎么这件事情怎么带领我。
I told him I'm not yet sure how the Lord leads me clearly.
然后再过两个礼拜
，and 2 more weeks later，
他又来跟我讲
，he came to me.
他说怎么样？你有答案了吗
？He asked, "Do you have answers?"
哦，我说哦，有答案了。
I said, "Yes, I do."
就我的答案呢，是跟他答案相反。
And my answer is the opposite of his answer.
我非常感谢他。
I really thank him.
他没有说不，你要照我的。
He did not say that. No, you have to follow me.
他刚好相反，照你的，照你的。
He said that it's okay according to what you said.
也许我那个寻求是错的。
It might be my seeking was wrong.
也许我的答案是错的。
It might be my answer was wrong.
但这个非常鼓励我，我以后每一次有一次寻求的时候，我真的在里面好好的认真寻求。
But that truly encouraged me. Each time when I had to seek the Lord, I really thoroughly seek the Lord.
因为我得的错的答案是我自己要最后要我自己负责任。
Because even if I have the wrong answer, I have to take up the responsibility myself.
那我都用了别人的答案，如果刚好如果我寻求是对的，我接受了别人的答案，我反而去走错的，我也要自己负责任。
But if my resolve seeking is right, and then but I accept others whose result was wrong.
所以这个对我来讲是一个很大的帮助。
So then I need to still pay responsibility for that too. That's a great help for me.
没有人能代替，没有人用什么方法能代替这个东西。
Nobody can replace this with their own ways.
所以这里有一个学习是跟从羔羊的学习。
So this learning is to the learning of following the lamb.
你是不是愿意跟从羔羊？
Are you willing to follow the lamb?
你愿意跟从羔羊？刚才讲的在那个豹的这些特性也好，熊的特性也好啊，狮子的特性也好啊，你都会穿过去。
If you are willing to follow the lamb, then you can go through all the characteristics of the leopard, the bear, and the lion.
就是他把基督徒当作逼迫的对象，因为你跟随羔羊，羔羊得胜，你也跟着得胜。
Even if they persecute the Christians, but if you follow the lamb, then when the lamb has overcome, then you also overcome.
羔羊复活，你也复活。
The lamb resurrects. So do you.
所以这是一件宝贵的事情。
And that's very precious.
所以跟随主是我们彼此要激励的。
So that's something we have to encourage each other when we follow the Lord.
我们要彼此鼓励，给弟兄姊妹，给我们自己有更好在主面前寻求的机会。
We have to encourage one another, give ourselves and brothers and sisters have more opportunity of seeking the Lord.
我们在还没有见主之前，我们现在都还有把我们的脚步调对的机会。
Before we see the Lord, we still have the chance to adjust our footsteps.
把我们的寻求从不准确能够变成准确，我们还有机会。
We still have the chance to change our seeking from incorrect to correct.
把我们从远远的跟随主变成紧紧的跟随主，我们还有机会被带到那个实际。
We still have the chance to bring us into the reality of following the Lamb closely.
因为这样的跟随，羔羊的名写在额上。
Because of this kind of following, so the name of the lamb is written on the forehead.
人看到这些圣徒，就看到羔羊。
When people see those group of saints, they see the lamb.
不但是羔羊的名写在额上，父的名写在额上。
Not only the name of the lamb on their forehead, So is the name of the Father on their forehead.
所以在这些人身上有耶稣基督的见证，也有神的见证。
So on this group of people, there's a testimony of Jesus Christ. There's also the testimony of God.
不止如此。
Not only that.
这些人有一首歌，有一种歌是别人学不来的歌。
And this group of people have a song which nobody else can learn.
啊，别人学不来的。
And nobody else can learn.
但是呢，在天上却是。呼应这个歌，那个震撼到一个地步，天都在震动。
But in heaven, it echoes with this song to the point that the heaven shakes.
想不想唱这种歌
？Do you want to sing this song?
这种歌，天上是回应这个唱歌的。
And the heaven echoes with this song.
这歌是因为他们跟随羔羊，那个生命的经历在里面带出来的东西。
This song is the result of their life experience of following the Lamb.
而且因为他们跟随羔羊的缘故，他们能够分别为圣。
And because they follow the Lamb, so they can be fully sanctified.
他们不是一天到晚想分别为圣的事。
It's not that they keep thinking of becoming sanctified.
他们就是来到羔羊面前。
They just come before the Lamb.
就是受羔羊的带领。
They are being led by the Lamb.
结果呢？神就保守他们圣洁没有瑕疵。
So God has kept them without any fault.
而且因为跟随羔羊的缘故，生命长大成熟。
And because they follow the Lamb, so their life become mature.
所以这批人是称为初熟的果子。
So this group of people are called the first fruits.
很感谢主，主把这些话给我们。
Truly thank the Lord for giving us those words.
啊，本来我今天还有另外一些话，想要交通的。
I still do have other words that I would like to share.
如果主愿意的话，也许我们在这边再等候看有没有是不是需要交通。
If the Lord is willing, we wait before Him to see if we continue to share.
好，那么有点祷告，好吧。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是在怜悯我们。
Truly, you have mercy upon us.
你知道我们需要经过各种的情况。
You know we have to go through all kinds of circumstances.
但是你为各种的情况都有预备。
But you have fully prepared for each kind of situation.
你的意念实在是良善的意念。
Truly, your thoughts are the thoughts of peace.
你是那位良善的神。
You are the good God.
所以你对我们没有什么额外的要求。
So you don't have any other requirements upon us.
你实在是告诉我们前面有多少的危机。
You tell us how many dangers are ahead.
你也告诉我们怎样从危机中能够得拯救、得释放。
And also, you tell us how we can be set free and being delivered from the danger.
我们把赞美、感谢归给你。
We give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy upon us.
在可以好好跟随你的机会中，帮助我们能够实实在在的跟随你。
Help us in such opportunity. We can still follow you. That we can truly follow you.
人的话是有限的。
Man's words are so limited.
求主无限量的圣灵在我们里面做无限量的开启。
May the unlimited Holy Spirit work among us so we can be opened up without measure.
愿把颂赞荣耀归给你自己。
We give you all the honor and praises unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.